Ew.
House of cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
Get that funk going. You got that funky going on there, brother. Now here you go, the doctor. Doctor gonna come on, gonna say hi. How you doing today, doctor? How you doing? Give him the love, doctor. Give him the love.
It's the doctor. It's the diggy diggy doc, y'all. Pumping it, yes, y'all. What? I'm trying to get to a rap. That was the DOC. I was biting. From the DOC, this is the Dr. Antonio Luciferi here with the House of Cuckoos radio show on this fine Saturday morning in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome, 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 and thank you for bringing your ears to the show. We have a lot to say. We have a lot we want to infer upon you. Thank you for participating in this cuckoo event. Every Saturday could be a cuckoo event, so long as we have the opportunity to come here and be cuckoo with you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, there are things we want to talk about today, things we want to laugh about, things we want to cry about, things we want to sing about. So sit back, kick back, have your coffee ready, your beer, your whatever you partake in to make your moment here at the house that much more enjoyable. It's always enjoyable no matter what mind frame you are in, but it's all right to help elevate that mind frame at any point in time during the show. After or even before is also acceptable. Continue to be you while incorporating the cuckoo. So how's everybody this Saturday morning? Or in certain places, Sunday, early morning.
Huh? Or in some places,
afternoon.
Or in some places, it could, you know, just be a different planet.
It could be 5 after spatula or 12 after guitar. You never know what life brings you. So how's everybody doing today? Can I get a hey? I can hear you guys, so no matter what, if you say it wherever you're at, I can hear you say it because I got hearing that good.
Huh?
Huh? What'd you say? I didn't hear that.
Don't poop in the car.
Don't shit in the car, goddammit! Huh? Hurry up, get me home. Gotta go to the bathroom. Prick! About to shit myself. Drive faster! Oh, did you say something? I'm getting messages through my smartphone contraption that's not really smart because it should be off, not on. It shouldn't be buzzing in the middle of the show. What is this? This is not
professional. Oh my gosh, the thing's taking over. It's starting to stand up. Your phone's standing up, Dr. Antonio, and moving across the way.
The phone is too smart. Somehow the CIA has accessed it, and they're watching the House of Cuckoos record live for you. So while the CIA watches us on our cell phones, you could listen to us on any device, be it a cell phone, a tablet, or a computer. Or unless you have some type of radio wave receptors in your head, and you could actually tune in by turning a nipple to the left or the right or whatever this organic brain radio device that Asswax has created. So that's another way to get the cuckoos.
So they say the MP3 is dead now. The creators of the MP3 say the format is dead. They're putting it out on the public market and moving on. We're going to need to find out what the next format is.
Next format? What's the next format? The format? What's the format? No, not the floor mat. The format. Buy a bucket of cuckoo-ness. You want a big 5-pound bucket of cuckoos. Because we bring it. And you want to buy it. It's like a 5-gallon pail.
I'm a 5-pound bucket of fish food.
Well,
it's a 5-pound bucket.
Well, 5-gallon, man.
I'm five a 5-gallon man of fish food. That gets my ring.
Yeah, a 5-gallon man full of fish
food. 5-gallon man of fish food.
Ew, I'm out of Maryland.
Walking on a misery way.
Missouri, misery or misery? I'm walking on a misery way.
A good folk song, Will.
Say misery.
Yum, yum. No, I meant the doubleness in that song.
The innuendos? The double entendreds?
Metaphor don't the carry double, heavy in country
the double
music.
Endandrous?
U.S. country.
U.S. country music?
Double and dangerous is always a...
What is German country music sound? Or French country?
Half the country music is from Australia anyways. And that's on the radio.
I've got me shoes on backwards, mate.
No, but they like the American version of... They see their country. Own backyard as the old, Texas West side.
Well, kinda is.
Well, right, that's
they
why
were trying to settle an untamed land.
The one that... The House of Cuckoos Antonio show.
The House of Cuckoos Antonio's Crazy Time.
Yes, we're going to go to the Italian version of this show.
Eh?
It's held by one kind of guy that talks himself a lot.
How the fuck you doing?
Living outside of Rome. So here it is.
Hey, how you doing? You want to come and see me? You want to listen to me talk outside of Rome? Look at this. There's a city limit of a Rome right here. And I'm on the outside of the city limit of a Rome. You want to know where? Well, I am a northeast of somewhere that is nowhere near where you are right now. Because that's me. Okay? This is my show. You're going to listen to me ramble and scream out, and I'm going to yell at the Vatican City from all the way over here. I've been kicked out of Vatican City 5 times, and Rome no longer wants me. I'm going to go back to Napoli, huh? You want to come with me to Napoli? Okay. The House of Cuckoos. The House of Cuckoos? You mean at the House of Cuckoos? Oh, that's good.
You don't want to get
so this is House of Cuckoos
shot.
Italia. Huh? That's what we call it, huh? Palazzo de Cuckoo. That's what we are. Something crazy for you. Something crazy for me. But together again, we're our insanity. No? Okay. I must use the bathroom now. Ciao.
The House Cuckoos.
We are a house, and we are a cuckoo.
And finishing our eggs.
Our eggs are beaten. We beat them. I'm done with my eggs. I have a sausage in my face. I have a sausage in my face.
And it smelled good. I don't know what they used to make their sausages. Do they use pickles? They grind up the pickles, and they put them in the sausage meat? And they mix it up? I don't know. It tastes like a pickle sausage. But he says it's not a pickle sausage. It kind of looks like a pickle sausage with bumps on it. I don't know, but it's good. Is that fennel seed in there? Or is that dill? I'm just crazy about pickle sausages, but he says it's not a pickle sausage. So, I just ate the sausage, thinking it was a pickle. I dream of pickles every night, and the sausage is good enough for me. It's like a pickle substitute when I don't have a pickle in hand. So I make sure I got the sausages. And the sausages represent the pickle when the pickle's not there. You like pickles? Come on, tell me you like pickles.
That's a cucumber hot dog, son.
Oh, that's a cucumber hot dog. Well, that's good enough for me. I'll take that. I'll take 2 of those with, you got chili and onions? What kind of buns do you use? Are those dill pickle buns? You use everything? You use dill with everything? I like pickles.
What kind of person are you?
I like pickles. I even bathe in pickle juice. I soak my feet in pickle juice after a hard night of working. And, I soak my hands in pickle juice before I wash dishes and after I wash dishes. I even sanitize my hand with pickle-scented sanitizers. Yes, really. I'm not lying. Don't I smell like pickles? I do everything with dill. I just consume lots of dill drinks. I got jars of just dill juice I save, and I put them in bottles, like Mountain Dew bottles, because it looks like Mountain Dew. And everybody say, hey, can I get a glass of Mountain Dew? I say, that's pickle juice. That's not Mountain Dew. You want a glass of pickle juice? I can make you a pickle slushy. They're delicious. You know what my name is? My name is Edgar. And they call me Pickle Paw because they said, like, Pickle Edgar doesn't, like, you know, work. So we're going to call you Pickle Paw. And I said, okay, because I like pickles. And Paul is my favorite, like, apostle. He is. He was good. Wasn't he Jewish? Weren't they all Jewish? Jesus was Jewish. I wonder if he liked pickles. I'm sure he ate the pickles. And, you know, so everything is good. I just like pickles.
You're listening to the House of Cuckoos radio show. Listen to the radio.
And then also on that same day, we lost another great inspiration. Most people will not know who this person is. His name was Jacques Fresco, founder of the Venus Project. Jacques Fresco was, if I am correct, was 101 years old. This man was a benefit to the planet and to humanity in the sense that he wanted to make a better world for everyone. He was a civil engineer. A lot of things that he invented we still use today. This man, like the 3D camera that's left eye, right eye projection, medical tools. He had to sell a lot of his patents back in the 50s to survive. So even though he designed and developed and created these devices, he would sell patents to make ends meet. So him and his wife had money, you know.
And just use a belt to keep his pants up.
So yeah, we lost Jacques Fresco. He's not even French. He's born and raised in America. He was a child during the Great Depression. He saw the effect that the Great Depression had, and it made no sense to him why people were out of work. Because to him, he's like, we shouldn't have to go to offices and factories to do jobs. He's like, we have a planet that needs us. He's like, the work is out there. And he had the ability to invent almost anything in the physical. That's how smart this man was. He's designed a lot of stuff. He had designs and inventions for machines that could harness all types of free, clean, renewable energy sources, but they could not be realized because of the greed present in the world, which he was trying to combat. He wanted what was right for the planet, and that would help continue the ecosystem and our humanity down the right path. His work will live on. He inspired a lot of people, and the Venus Project, just because he's not with us anymore, the Venus Project is still alive and well and thriving. He was the man who set it forth, and his legacy will continue after. People are like, what's the Venus Project? Well, it is a resource-based economy that we all can be self-sufficient and have the symbiotic relationship that we need to have with the Earth. We give to the Earth what the Earth requires of us, and the Earth then takes care of us in turn. He designed cities that are in a circular grid, which was a logical form. He also had this city plan to where public transportation would be free, factories would be automated, offices would be all automated, ran by minimal crews, while the rest of the people, their work, their living would be done taking care of the earth, raising animals, gardens, giving back to the earth what we take from the earth tenfold. You know, so this man was truly a great mind, and we lost him also on the same day, Chris Cornell. But unfortunately, he was overshadowed by the celebrity and fame of Chris Cornell. Not too many people know of Jacques Fresco. Jacques who? Well, I recommend to the listeners and replay listeners, if you do not know who Jacques Fresco is, go look him up. Watch some stuff about him, with him, stuff that he is also published to. Check it out. And you'll see the loss that is there, you know. So we lost two great people on the same day. It's unfortunate, and hopefully more greatness will arise from their demise. At the House of Cuckoos, this is our moment of silence and respect.
He's going cuckoo. That's our cuckoo sirens. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Even if you liked these people or not, it is a great loss, regardless, to the families. But here we are. Now it's time for us to get cuckoo again. We're no longer solemn. We are back in cuckoo mode. Cuckoo mode, part two.
Hey, look who's coming up the tracks. Hey, it's all our fans that just listened to the whole episode.
My head is like spinning.
Wow, welcome back. How was the ride, everybody?
I hate roller coasters. I hope you guys.
It's a roller coaster through the House of Cuckoos.
That is, it's a crazy ride.
Great skits and songs by yours truly, Dr. Antonio Luciferi.
I have a hard time focusing on anything.
And now
the loop-de-loop swirls just, I think I gotta go lay down. I didn't have time
great
to hear the music because I was screaming.
Everything.
I was screaming.
Going through our past.
On the big hills, man. There were some
big hills of our past.
Yeah, they're just
that was
deep
just
and
getting
long,
Dr. Antonio a little
just,
bit. But those skits
the
did
swirl.
Pick up.
They did. Good. Oh, I hear you. Just trying to breathe.
When, we are going to wrap this up. And remember, if you didn't get
you didn't
it
get
the
anything,
first time, go back and
go
get
back
it again.
Go back and blast it in the face. Give it the money shot.
Yeah, let it go.
Always.
Again. Just stay cuckoo.
Just turn the volume all the way up and let the sound of us bombard your face.
Kind
of like you know, kind of like an audio bukkake. You know, you got to set up like
cuckoo in.
5-6 radios.
Let
turn
it
them all
make
on. And then it's like
open up your
sound wave bukkake
minds and let
all
the
over
cuckoos
you.
In.
And just cuckoos bukkake. Let the cuckoos in.
Let them be your
let them
sin.
Be in. Let this just
open
the sound waves
your
just
mind and let
break you down and bring
in.
You all
the
fun
in.
And excitement that isn't us, but we'll just bring it to you anyways
open
because we're cuckoo.
Your mind and let the cuckoos
it's absurd. Everything's absurd. It's all absurd.
Let it be your sin.
He's absurd.
The House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
You have to take an allergy pill.
Yeah, my allergies. It's that time of year.
What are you allergic to?
I'm allergic to humanity.
Only once a year?
Once a year, because, you know, what happens is that when spring starts to happen, more and more people come out.
Right.
And summer, everybody's out and sweating. And, like, you know, by the end, towards late summer, early fall.
You're just surrounded and encased by humans.
Yeah, it's like, you know, all the germs and human filth is thick in the air now.
Right.
And I'm more susceptible to
the heat holds it.
Yeah. And I'm just more susceptible. Can I just say acceptable?
No, you could be acceptable if you want.
So, as I said, more susceptible to human ignorance and stupidity.
Human behavior!
Ooh. Yeah, human behavior.
Yerk,
so,
yerk.
And not only that, yerk. But the filth, the unclean,
yerk.
Just diatribe of the masses that just bleeding.
They're
like
all
a
out.
Sheep.
Well, right. That's it. The heat brings them out like the bugs. Puts them back like the winter.
My God.
And out and about there. And that's the pills you have to take.
Take my pills. That's why the beauty of the fall. It's too cold for most people, so they go inside.
But not the beauty of falling, because that can actually be painful.
Yes.
Although funny to some as long as you're okay.
Yes, the beauty of falling.
The Chevy Chase thing.
That's a DVD that we found.
Chevy Chase.
That, yes. And the winter, that's my bleak serenity. That's my beautiful desolation.
The guitar player or his brother?
Who?
The Winter Brothers. Edgar Winter and Johnny Winter?
No.
From the 70s?
No.
They're
just
still alive.
The season winter is beautiful. It's serene.
But Johnny Winter didn't play with
Stark
the four
White.
Seasons.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Well.
I'm not any of the seasons.
Well, it's a House of Cuckoos, and we're out here on the front porch of the House of Cuckoos.
Yes, on the front porch.
It's, there's swings. It is covered. It's kind of shackled hanging. Beehive in the corner is kind of gross, but it might be evicted. I think they evicted the bees because, you know, everybody owes. But we do own the house. The mortgage is cheap because nobody wanted the property because the house, it's sinking every year is an inch down deeper, but it's a tall house.
Yeah, but then it seems like every fifth year we grow a foot.
Right. And then a hand, and then an arm, and eventually this house would be able to walk on its own.
Exactly. Needs to get the fuck up out and move.
No, not you guys, the neighbors think you're talking about. No.
The House of Cuckoos should travel the world.
We should.
we should.
We do, on the audio level.
On the audio level. Now, if we could do it on the physical level, if we could do teleportation.
Yeah, and then we could film ourselves on the front porch, I guess. That would be, that'd be kind of 21st century to do. I don't know. What isn't a bargain is that I accept the service for such of you as may choose to follow me. Don't think I accept it willingly. For myself, I am entirely Wolverstone's opinion. I accept it as the only way to save us all from the certain destruction into which my own act may have brought us. And even those of you who do not choose to follow me shall share the immunity of all, and shall afterwards be free to depart. Those are the terms upon which I sell myself to the king. Let Lord Julian, the representative of the Secretary of State, say whether he agrees to them. Prompt, eager, and clear, he was willing to
Oh, no, they had an earthquake yesterday morning.
Another one?
Yeah.
I felt that was at my desk.
The earth
you feel waking. Sick, you think you're going to pass out.
The earth is waking up.
Oh, it's just shaking some fleas off. Just shaking.
Dear God, help us! Help!
Yes, all hurricanes are brought to you by AT&T. You can't even watch any video concerning anything without seeing their little happy ad before the tragedy you're trying to read about. That's why I come over here.
Did it.
Try new coffee breath spray. Want to keep someone away from you? New coffee breath spray. New coffee breath spray. Just spray one in your mouth and away you'll go. No one will want to talk to you or get too close to you. You can enjoy the day yourself. From the makers of onion spray. And also catch our new body spray. Coffee breath body spray. How does it feel on you, sir?
Oh, it just keeps people away and I feel fresh and clean and yet abhorrent to people.
It is wonderful. You smell pungent like a strange after effect that I can't get out of the front of my nose. You're using the product quite well.
I do. I even have the body wash.
You have the coffee breath body wash?
Yes.
As well as the coffee breath spray and the coffee breath body wash?
And shampoo, conditioner, combination.
You really don't want anyone to...
No. At work, it's pleasant. They just leave the reports on the chair outside of my cubicle, and bingo.
You heard it here first. Try new coffee breath spray and coffee breath products from the makers of onion spray.
Onion spray!
Also try new foot powder hand cream. Foot scented for your hands. By the makers of all things good, you know who?
By Aswad.
Ding!
This is the voice of an action man. I bring to you a movie that no other movie can compete with. A movie on epic proportions. A movie lost in time. A movie of ancient warriors and dragons. Dragons of Penis, Part 13, The Blood Eye.
In theaters.
See the resurrection of Gonadarius, the enslavement of Testiculis and Pinaclio.
Starring
John Tarmack of Ouch! That fucking hurt. Sandy Cleavage, known for her epic role in The Bloody Vaginarium.
In a story about
love, defeat, classic character denial, and incest like no other film before.
Plenty of incest.
Between animals. Watch as the ancient black dragons of Anisorio come down with the fury of a god's bowel movement.
No dragon did it! Dragon did it!
Indeed, dragon did it!
I'll protect you.
This summer, Dragons of Penis, Part 13, The Blood Eye.
Wow, it's been 20 years since the last Dragons of Penis.
You remember that movie?
Oh my god, do I?
It made me eat popcorn, because it felt like I was watching a movie, and the trailer just dragged me in.
In part 12, Gonadarius died, and this time we're going to see the resurrection. Wow, this is the fifth time Gonadarius has been resurrected in the series of Dragons of Penis.
It's quite a repeating re-erection.
Yeah, re-erection. Re-resurrection. Resurrection? Resurrection? Resurrection. Section 8.
Section 8 of the Re-Resurrection.
Section 8 of the Re-Resurrection. Now, if I could find that classic radio broadcast, my old tapes.
Yes.
If I could ever find my old tapes with me and the Murfenstein.
I mean, we were just out of the womb. Fresh out when you had a tape deck in our hands.
Yes. This was like a year or two before we started, before we even wrote the play for the House of Cuckoos.
Yes, we wrote it while
we were post-adolescent.
Yes.
And full of piss and vinegar.
But we were pre-adult.
Post-adolescent pre-adult.
Went to a party last Saturday night.
We were semi-embryotic.
All the way through high school.
Yeah.
That's why we still get accosted in donut shops.
Wow.
By old ancient people who think they know the cuckoos and don't.
I'm glad that I was unrecognizable or unapproachable.
Either way, old times, old people, as the House Cuckoos gains and as we start forming live and our videos and
look at
possible movies, we're going to be known as celebrities. So
look at this.
We will be viewed even more different as we were approached in a donut shop. People of past memories that didn't quite appreciate House
Cuckoos. Past nightmares.
Of old ways.
High school
time.
Was a nightmare.
It was, though. It was a time. Time we did 4 years there together.
It was a time not to worry about the social strata. Did I have school pride? No. Very few people I consider or considered friend when I went to school. And I'm with one of them right now. One of the chosen few.
This microphone. This microphone is known since way back when. Beyond belief of disbelief. Of belief. Belief. Belief.
Reconcilable.
You want the booth in your ass?
Beer.
That's what I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, that's what I
not only...
Booth in your ass.
There is the older booth in your ass beer, yeah, that came from before, prior to the Minge, as well as the new Minge. Try it, test it.
Minge beer.
The Minge. Have you tasted it yet?
Lick the Minge.
Savor the flavor.
For that refreshingly warm and musky flavor.
It'll remind you of your greatest place.
Minge beer.
But prior to them, we also had their other great seller from at the Asswax brand, the Boutonniasse. Yes.
Oh, that's still a great seller. That's still
isn't
a great seller.
Boutonniasse beer. When you need that swift kick
to the groin.
Boutonniasse beer.
Ooh.
It's the House of Cuckoos radio show.
One day,
love will find you.
It will find you. And then you punch it in the face.
Holy cow.
Look at all this. It's a bomb. It's a little bit.
420 delight. Heck, another one tonight.
420 delight.
Coming up tonight in the news, we have man gets electrocuted while kitten sings the blues. And also sports. Wiener, 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 chicken dinner, chicken dinner.
Feel the love tonight. Can you feel the love?
Stop it, you're hurting my tennis shoes.
Can you feel the love?
My piano!
Sorry, Elton.
Man, this ain't the right bus pass. You ain't gonna get a transfer at this bus stop.
What do you mean I ain't got no transfer? Get off!
This segment of the House of Cuckoos brought to you in part by Lauschen Bombs Douche Pads.
That's Deutsch Pads.
Oh, here we go, dude. English pirate. We have one person who speaks English pirate.
Blue cheese, blue cheese, blue cheese.
Slice me,
I
put piece of that
Buddha
cheese.
Bread it in
my bowl. Have some of this Buddha cheese.
Wash my balls, wash my balls, wash my balls, great. Wash my balls, wash my balls, wash my balls, great. Wash my balls with my favorite friends. Wash my balls with my favorite friends.
Hey, Grammar. Hey, Grammar.
Is this even on? Are these microphones on?
Yeah. Okay.
Tommy, they're not called balls. Those are Easter eggs. You don't wash them. You don't wash your Easter eggs.
I do.
And I call them balls.
I am not remembering
the spirit. It's the doobity boo.
Making marijuana legal.
Medicinal and recreational, which is a
is on the
good idea.
Side of voting for it.
We have alcohol
support.
And tobacco out there, which cause more health problems than even cocaine.
Well, yeah.
Not saying legalize cocaine, because that's evil, too. She no like,
cocaine.
Rogaine. She likes a man bald.
Yes. We don't push too many
politics. Well, I do. Politics. Sometimes you hear me rant.
But we do,
politics.
Looking at the rational side of life, you know, whatever.
A seed.
Smoke them if you got them.
WTHC, cuckoos.
Woo-woo.
No, it's cuckoo.
Oh, cuckoo.
I'm in the Honey Badgers! Yay!
Coffee kid.
Burn yourself, kid. You burn yourself. When the tea kettle's whistling, you don't kiss the whistle. Burn your lips. You'll burn your lips, kid, when you kiss the whistle on the tea kettle. Never kiss the whistle.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
But I told you 1,000 times. You don't kiss the whistle on a tea kettle.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
Katniss and Peeta.
No!
Do horror movies scare you anymore, Dr. Antonio?
No.
Is there anything that really gets you as you get older?
No, just reality scares me.
Right.
That's about it. Horror films anymore, no, there's nothing frightening about them. I'm desensitized.
A lot more plastic, too.
And the fact that, you know, ghosts and demons and all that stuff doesn't exist, so why am I going to be afraid of some fictional concept?
Very oversaturated.
Concept?
You have to believe in some things to be afraid of. So what happens when you don't?
I believe in sharks, and I'm afraid of
at
sharks.
At least belief in the manner of how they get presented and how they will be. Usually if it's an indie film or an alternate take in a metaphoric sense, then it's cool, you know.
You know, even, well, like I said, just films that depict the real, that's frightening. Fundamental extremists.
But the out there, you lose that magic.
Yeah, those religious extremists, that's
what could
frightening.
Be out there?
Those
forces of nature come back against those that have treated nature terribly.
Political agendists, that's right. Frightening. Corporate takeover of the nation. That's scary. That sends chills up and down my spine. Banks controlling your life through pieces of paper. Wow, that scares me.
So we can live like monks. Just get the monk life.
Monk life.
Tribal monk life. Is that what you're hoping for?
Tribal monk life.
With more air conditioning in the summer.
We could still have a nice existence, but must we be wage slaves? That's a scary thought. We're like batteries for the rich. They feed off us.
It's time for the system to change.
Change the system.
Time to adjust.
That's a scary thought for people.
Right, that's why we're still stuck with our advances, but we're still staggering and dragging our pumpkin-coated tootsies.
Look, my phone does everything and then some.
But in the sense of what's still beyond that, the unknown or darkness or what might be lingering, or maybe they've just turned their backs on the fact that...
You know what might be lingering?
A spiritual world we're not connected to, or something, a spookier world.
Well, we have something close to that. We have something close to the concept of, like, God or this supernatural entity watching us. It's called the NSA. That's scary.
The iPhone Pride? What? iPhone Pride. I don't have iPhone Pride.
Show off your genitals with the iPhone Pride.
Woo! No, thank you. If that's a new feature in the iPhone, I don't need it.
Yes, you can flash your genitals on the iPhone to a potential mate or what have you. And, yeah, you can just, you know, meet people that way.
Phones.
So you can use your best shot because when you go home drunk or what have you, again, I have to say what have you to that.
Your best shot's laying on your back.
Yeah, they'll never see.
Your legs up from that perspective.
Pretty soon it'll just be all open-minded like that.
The iPhone Pride money shot.
They'll say, House of Cuckoos, we're going to sue you for saying iPhone and your iPhone Pride.
And making fun of us.
Me phone Pride. It's an Asswax phone. Asswax phone. That's what I'll say to iPhone.
It's the Asswax brand.
Right. That's the brand that we know.
The Ass Phone by Asswax. Ass Phone 5. Ass Phone 6.
The Ass Phone 5 and 6. We skipped the first four because we want to compete with the other
phones. Exactly. So now, since we released Ass Phone 5 and 6, the next one's going to be Ass Phone 12. Because 5 and 6 is also 11, so we're going to jump right to Ass Phone 12.
Ass Phone, new for your Ass Wax collection.
By Ass Wax
Technologies!
And now, listen to this.
Lay down your rifles and don't you dare shoot. Lay down your rifles and unzip your military boot. Time to take some peace away from children every day. I'm Lenny Crambag and I'm here to say, take the time to sit down and sing about peace.
Yeah, that's it.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos radio show.
It's an escapist, time-consuming, unproductive event.
Oh, got it.
Robots in my big toe. Big robots in my little toe. Robots in my toes. Robots. Robots in my toes. Robots. Hooray, went through. Hooray, went through. There you are! Ah!
Hey, who are these guys? They must be the Cuckoos!
We got something going on here. We got Casa Cuckoos going on here. We do.
It's a brave new world. Moving on beyond the worlds of where you were before. It's not the same. The things that you're used to begin to fade away and disappear. Sometimes it's best just to throw the moldy cheese away instead of waiting to give it to that weird raccoon next door to you. You don't want to do that anymore, but you need to look forward and explore. There is no timeline continuum. There's no reality to the whole past and future. There's barely a present, so let that crap go, okay? And then you need to just wink one eye and look out of the sky and yell, "You know what, world? I'm gonna go cuckoo!" And by the time the cops get there, you'll wink at them before you get tasered in the belly and say,
"Bum wink. Wanna see a bum wink?"
And on the ground you go. That's what happens when you listen to the House of Cuckoos radio show. These kind of things make your mind realize these other things and make you step above and jump into another realm of the in-between worlds that never were seen by other people before. You let your mind go cuckoo. Now that you are cuckoo, it's going to be an entire new different world because there's caffeinated? Because there's so much at risk. And yet, it's all the risk of what matters to certain people at certain times, and sometimes you're one of those people and other times you're not. So what do? Take your pills, or you go cuckoo. Just move if Chris Cornell was smoking cannabis medically instead of taking prescriptions, things probably would be different. We'd have a gentleman who would be as crazy as, you know who, Willie Nelson. Did you hear about the Willie Nelson interview? He was talking about, and it was with, I think, Rolling Stone.
No, I don't. I don't know this.
Anyways, I think his birthday's coming up. He has an album out now. Very good reviews for, you know, the old-timer albums they put out. Where it's a bunch of hip people that come up just, "I was there with him!" Like the Bob Dylan stuff. Anyways, they said, if you were president, what would you do? He said he didn't want to be president because his mama taught him better. It was really funny. But he said if he did have the power, the first thing he would do is make the term "fuck it" one word. F-U-C-K-I-T. And demand that's a one solid word and people are okay to use it.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
That's one word. Willie Nelson, country music star, he would make the word, the term "fuck it" as one word legally.
Fuck it.
And make that be the case.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it with me. Fuck it. Fuck it, fuck it with me.
On the fuck it again. Just can't wait, get on that fuck it again. Seeing places that I'll never see again. And I can't wait to say fuck it all again. Fuck it all again. I copyright might step in there. Good old Willie Nelson. Would you, even though there's a song that says it, would you smoke weed with Willie Nelson?
Yeah,
I think I could keep up with him more than Snoop. I'd have to say Snoop's still a power goer.
Yeah, I'd smoke marijuana with Willie, and Snoop Dogg would be fun. If you remember back when we were younger, we smoked marijuana with the former Marilyn Manson band member Madonna Wayne.
Are we allowed to implicate somebody like that?
There are people that talk about this shit all the time on morning talk shows and TV shows. It's only marijuana. It's not like we were in the bathroom shooting up fucking heroin in our assholes.
That's the part they're going to clip now that you said that.
Yeah, they're going to clip that soundbite. But yes, us, the House of Cuckoos, did partake in some cannabis.
We hung out with Marilyn Manson one time. And
A couple times.
There was, you know, there was. I just went to the store and I brought home, like, a lot of pickles. There's just a lot of pickles in the house. And you see? Just all these pickles everywhere. I just bought, like, cases and cases of pickles at the wholesale store. And see? I just eat a lot of pickles. So I had all these pickles everywhere. Just jars and jars and jars of pickles in the pantry. Pickles in the refrigerator. Pickles in the cellar. And then, you know, just one day, there was, like, you know, a tornado. This tornado just came and it just knocked everything out. You know, just charge the house down. And so there were pickles everywhere. Just pickles and juice just on everywhere. Everywhere was pickles and juice. Just pickles and juice everywhere. There was just pickles and juice. The whole house was destroyed in there. Just as they were just foraging through this, there's just pickles and juice everywhere. Just pickles and juice. You know, just all these pickles that I bought from the wholesale. I just had cases and cases and cases of pickles and the jars of pickles. And just looked like just pickles exploded everywhere. And I didn't know it's you. The neighbor's house was attacked by pickles. And the juice was scattered all around the streets. And there's pickles everywhere. I just didn't know what to do. So, you know, there's just pickles. And then the world was just, you know, covered in pickles. And we all fell down and we just ate pickles and we swam in the pickle juice. You know, that's the kind of world I want to live in. And just pickles everywhere. I want to swim in pickle juice, oceans of pickle juice, with pickle juice fish and pickle juice whales. Just pickle juice seas everywhere. Just lakes of pickle juice, rivers of pickle juice. I want the fishes and everything in the little thing to be like a pickle thing. Pickle walruses, you know, pickle sharks. There's everything. Just pickle stingrays. Just want the world to be made of pickles. Just pickles of pickles everywhere.
Joy Cat.
The House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
The House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
Broadcast live.
Live!
In your head.
Can you hear it between your ears?
Brought to you in part by us.
And?
The House of Cuckoos. And your imagination. Together again for the first time, we bring you us.
Here at the House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
House of Cuckoos Radio Show!
Are you glad you're listening to the House of Cuckoos
Radio Show? I'm listening. I'm going to, slide over here.
You're listening to what?
Listen to the House of Cuckoos Radio Show. The House of Cuckoos Radio Show, real close. Get real close, and I don't really have to talk loud.
Bill
but I
Cosby.
Am closer to the microphone, so maybe I'm coming in crisp and clear in your ear. Speaking of level, but then I back up a little bit farther, pick up a little bit tone in my voice. And I'm loud over here, goddamn. He's loud. Shut the fuck up. People are trying to sleep.
That's right. Check, check, check.
Microphone, check up.
Speak again.
Hello, hello, hello. 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 Is it me you're looking for?
My wire won't lay down.
Hello.
My wire's too stiff to go down.
Hello. Hello.
What am I supposed to do with this wire that's too stiff to go down?
Hello.
Young lady, can you help me with this wire that won't go down?
Yeah, you help me with my wire too, young lady. Not really having a problem with my wire.
It keeps popping.
Well, you can help me. Oh.
Sorry about that.
Butterwell. Mr. Butterwell.
Butterwell.
Dude, you just fucked it up. Stop touching shit.
So there I am. If I talk
in a loud, clear voice.
Close, I'll just be deep. How you doing?
How are you doing? Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Let me look at your breast. You got big little lammy nads.
Lammy nads?
Lammy nads. Let me see your little lammy nads.
Hey, here we are on the show again.
Hey, Baba Booey.
So,
podcasts will always be free,
yeah,
so necessarily you wouldn't have to buy any CD collection
right.
we put now, out.
Anything else, we might put out some albums just so we raise money to keep the
like
doors
House
on.
Of House of Cuckoos on LP.
Because we all got to help each other, yeah. Donate what you can. Yay, it'll be like a charity drive without being on college radio.
Cuckoo's Charity. Please donate.
Eggs.
And mayonnaise, which is made from eggs.
And we can then have egg salad.
You want some cuckoo salad?
I'll share it with you later.
back to the show. Back to the show.
Wow. Wow.
Fudge. Fudge.
Maybe I'll dress like a Dutch boy. And
yeah, and start taking pictures of the homeless.
And just throw everything away.
And dress as a Dutch boy.
Yes.
Oh, what era of Dutch boy? Because Dutch boys now, boys from who are Dutch, you know, they pretty much wear jeans and t-shirts, yeah, you know.
I don't know, like 1763, I don't know, maybe they was in Den.
Oh, you want one of those? Okay.
You know,
kid who stuck his finger in the dam.
Yeah, dyke and finger in the dykes. That's what it was. I mean, it was a dike, not a dam.
And he get a butt to it?
A finger.
Oh.
And then another finger and a thumb and a toe and maybe his nose and chin. I don't know.
Well,
any part of his
right.
Body that could plug up the hole in the dike.
Did he succeed?
No.
You don't remember the
it
story?
It bursted it. And he was crushed and drowned and was raped by mermaids.
That's the one that my mom's boyfriend told me.
So wait, they raped him after he was dead?
No.
He drowned and then he was raped by mermaids.
No, as he was drowning, he was being raped by mermaids.
Okay, yeah. Well, at least he went out in a bang, I guess.
But they ripped him apart, so.
Was there any photos of this?
No, this live was just the story that was told.
Just this morning.
Just this morning.
It happened at Lake Erie.
Yeah.
The mermaids in Lake Erie.
Freshwater
mermaids. They're a lot cooler.
In Lake Erie.
But, you know.
And they're lonely.
They
lighthouse.
Pick up a lot of pollution really easily. You gotta be careful.
Yes.
You know, it's not like those nice, beautiful tropical mermaids.
They eat
the Cleveland
plastic.
Mermaids, yeah, they'll recycle plastic in their own body. They've learned to adapt to eating.
They enjoy sheephead.
They eat walleye. Yeah, sheephead and walleye. And Cleveland bachelors.
Cleveland bachelors, beware of the Lake Erie mermaid.
And welcome back to the show.
So I'll get to the point. You know what bothers me?
What bothers you?
Is when I'm trying to enjoy music in my car.
At what volume?
At a very loud volume or soft volume or no volume. I'm singing in the car, just like many other people do. So
you're a car singer?
A car singer, like many get to be, or that one song catches you. You just want to finish that song. How come when you're about to hit the highest note, the light turns red and the car has to pull up right next to you all the way?
And you were having your arena moment?
Yeah, and the car is, you know, you're right next to you. The person pulls up window to window and just kind of, they're not looking at you, but they're looking straight at the light. They have peripherals and you have to, I'm just going to hear. Or you put your hand over your mouth to try to finish it.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah,
I think he's sitting in the car next to me.
I can't sing song with you staring
at me. Come on,
light
turn red. It's weird.
Stop looking.
Why is the guy singing in the car?
Me. Yeah, or are they nervous about it?
Odd.
Why do you have to pull up to my window anyways? I get it. I guess if you're, you know, if somebody's attracted to somebody or they want to take a peek, you know, I guess that's why you pull up. But most people pull up nonchalant, don't pay attention.
Then they see your hair and they're like, wow, that's curly.
So, yes, please, if you're out there listening, you know, just give a little distance, because that person might be wanting to try to sing. You know, don't pull all the way up
the
mat.
Song. I don't need you
or pull up a little
me.
Past
I
that
sing
person's
song,
trying
yeah.
to sing
just
their
don't
song.
Let me when I'm singing.
And most people, you know, especially the younger folks, are more secure singing out loud comfortably. I don't feel anything yet, but I feel kind of weird. Like, whoa.
As Urban Hippie sat there on the couch,
I feel like I'm a bug.
His arms were different.
Everything's
his
changed.
His back was different.
What's going on?
He had a carapace and antenna.
Whoa, I have antenna and a bunch of legs.
Multifaceted eyes.
I look like a cockroach.
He was going through a metamorphosis.
What's going on in my life? Oh.
Things were changing for him.
I better not ask my sister for an apple.
What would he do if he realized he wasn't who he was meant to be?
It hurts.
Oh, Mr. Urban Hippie.
How long will I stay this way?
He wondered and pondered.
All of this because I ate that pancake from Dr.
The sweetest
Antonio.
The pancakes made by the doctor.
Oh.
On a griddle they cooked.
Still. Well, you better have one. If I'm going to be stuck as a cockroach, you might as well be too.
Let me try one of these. Let me see how.
Can we have a double metamorphosis?
Mm.
We'll both learn a lesson here, but at least it's more fun.
Oh.
And then, how about those two neighbor girls? We can get them to eat some, too. Mm. Then we can all, we could, you know.
Metamorphate together.
Yeah, and then we could have a bunch of children. We could raise a colony, and then we could take over the world.
I'm bugging out, man.
Dude,
I'm
this is it.
Fucking bugging out, dude.
The metamorphosis turns into a positive story here.
Oh, right. Yeah, we can rule
now,
the world.
Okay, well, now that we're these giant cockroaches in a different altered state, how are we going to approach the girls to turn into female cockroaches so that we can mate?
We could spike their food.
But aren't we going to scare them looking like these big, giant, talking cockroaches?
We could order a pizza and have it shipped to their house with it on there. Jump the pizza guy, leave it at the door. Yell out, free pizza!
You're going to put on the pizza suit with
yes.
that looking like a cockroach right now?
They'll never know.
You know we can't go back to human, or can we?
They'll never know I'm a cockroach. Right. I'll look like the pizza guy, watch.
Well, it's the scheme should work. You have that internet camera on you again?
I do. I'm selling my image if people want to buy it. In this
tell
Selleck
fans
pose.
Where to find it?
On the internet.
Just look up Dr. Antonio.
Yeah, Google.
Tom Selleck.
Google.
Antonio Selleck.
Luciferi, Tom Selleck Interpose.
That's a lot of words.
Yes.
And what happens? Should we turn off the filter?
Filter the fish.
However
let
you
it
want
come.
To do your Google.
Let it come. See what you find. I don't know.
Why are you talking like Gene Simmons now?
I don't know. I'm Gene Simmons. I don't know. You just tell me. I'll be there.
Blatantly perverse.
I will. I'm there in my Tom Selleck pose. It's my Tom Selleck pose. Only if you could see it.
When you exhale, it's more of a Tom Selleck.
Hey! Dum-da-dum-dum!
I need another water. You need another water?
I don't need out of water. I refuse to. Oh, boy.
I don't know.
So you're still using your beanbag as a turtle tortoise shell and walking around the front yard to scare the kids?
Yes, with a white sheet.
Yeah, so you're... now you have the
like
tortoise
I'm a snail
head.
Man. Hey, kid!
You have the mask on? I didn't
the
see
turtle
this
mask?
Morning. Yeah.
I have it. I got it in the mail this morning.
Yeah, you're very Mario looking with it, or Mario Brothers looking.
Hey, Billy!
Well...
Snail bag, turtle boy.
Shales the turtle.
Shale's the turtle boy.
He's from the Lake Erie, from those Lake Erie mermaids.
Yeah, she's a child spawn from the Lake Erie mermaid. Mermaids, there's a pot of mermaids out there somewhere in Lake Erie. Oh. Beware of the summer, they may take you down.
They do fester a bit in the summer.
Yes, they do.
It is,
boaters beware come summer.
Whatever that actor's name. Whatever that actor's name.
Yeah, Warburg. Yeah, Warburg.
Warburg.
Patrick Warburg.
Yeah.
Patrick Warburg.
Yeah.
Warburg. Yeah. Beware. Seriously. Whenever they take you down, you don't know what to do. They'll challenge you.
But that's how I get my tail. From the mermaid.
Yeah, buddy. Splash.
That's a song.
Tom Hanks.
Splash.
Tom Hanks. Splash.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Ooh, Tom Hanks. Ooh, Tom Hanks. Yeah, dude. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Ooh, Tom Hanks.
Some say Tom Hanks was so good in bosom buddies and Splash and Big. Some say Tom Hanks was good as far as golf was good.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. You can tell by the walk it was Tom Hanks. Tom, you know how to Hank. He made a Tom and Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Tom, it was a Tom Hanks moment brought to you in part by the House of Cuckoos. And Ass Wax.
Yeah, House of Cuckoos.
And the House of Cuckoos? And Ass Cuckoos.
Ass Cuckoos. Ass Cuckoos. The Ass of Cuckoos followed by House Wax.
He made a funny.
He did, I tell you.
Yes, the House of Cuckoos radio show, where you too can stand like a tree. Join our tree cause. Stand in our front yard like a tree, and how long can you hold out for? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? 3 days? Dr. Antonio will keep you supplied with great music and splash you with water and keep you in the sunlight. You'll have to survive any storms, any uprooting, and any dog urination. Can you do it? For the worthy cause of the cuckoos? Where does this money go? That's the fun. You'll have to wait and see after you're a tree on the House of Cuckoo's lawn. First, donate $20 entry fee. Just drop it off in our mailbox. And we'll decide from there. And get those arms up, because you're going to be a tree. So join me, Urban Hippie, and Dr. Antonio Luciferi. Be a tree for the cuckoos. Be a tree for the cuckoos. Be a tree for the cuckoos.
Nothing rhymes with that. Nothing rhymes with that.
$20. Okay.
$20.
Okay.
$20.
$20. $20. This is Velocity Boy, and you are listening to the House of Cuckoos.
Hooray!
House of Cuckoos Radio. House of Cuckoos Radio.
What's going to happen to the length of the coil when the wires are pulled together?
It'll get shorter.
Right, it'll get shorter. And really, what's going to happen down here?
Oh, really? So yeah. What happens when you get your picture taken in the public? Then we can go be famous.
Oh. Hey, look at that. Who's that guy? He's a cuckoo.
I was wondering why you got so many more Twitter people to follow you.
Exactly.
You're secretly dating Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
You have to stand on a stool or something to reach up to her, or is she not that
tall? No, I wear my platform combat boots, my thick, chunky combat boots.
Right.
The big sole heels. One of those things.
Do you worry that people have other, you know, fantasies about this girl you're dating?
No.
She's so famous.
Because I had fantasies while she was dating other people, too.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's only
so
fair.
So now it's just your turn.
Yeah, it's fair.
Thank
it's
you, Taylor turn. Swift. Boom, 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 boom. We're going to get hate mail for that one.
I hate you. I love Taylor.
We have family and friends that like her music. Yeah. Sometimes it's a praying mantis.
Go, a deer, a female deer. Ray, the guy who fucked up.
What?
Andrew Dice.
Oh, yes, I got you now.
Doe a deer, a female deer.
I thought you were trying to draw in
Ray,
some
the guy
rumor, drama rumor that's out there or something.
I'm just quoting Andrew Dice.
Okay. And then for Matt, that was from Ghostbusters.
Formented.
You know, Ray from Ghostbusters.
Formented, and then fermented.
Don't make me think about it hard and put my glass down like that again. I got that from Velocity Boy.
Nice.
He said, always make a dramatic sound and then point and cringe with your teeth and say something really nice.
Don't hail in your soup.
He said, and people will either giggle or run away fast. And you don't get in a fight or anything. You won't get mugged.
No.
Just won't. Do that to the guy mugging you.
Exactly. Mugging you. Mug?
Yeah. Tell him I am going to put a toenail in your ear.
Mug.
Have a sip of coffee here on the House of Cuckoos radio show. Welcome again.
Welcome to another exciting...
Cut this in front of the other.
Yes, I will.
Or leave it as that and be funny and say, what the fuck's going on? What the hell's going on on the House of Cuckoos radio show?
We're glad you came to the station to listen to us once again.
House of Cuckoos radio show. Crazy times at the House of Cuckoos. Some transitions of our bedrooms here and the whole reshifting
of the house again. The rooms are reshifting.
I'm getting my own personal basement installed off of my bedroom. Antonio has his own basement in his.
I have like a 27 apartment level basement. It goes down.
Do not adjust that dial. We are washing our hair.
The House Cuckoos radio show.
Lather me up, buddy.
I need you to get in the car, please.
Oh, I don't want to go.
That's it. That's the end of the House Cuckoos radio show for this round, but we're going to have more runs.
We're going to get more runs.
Well, you know you can get all episodes and listen over and over a different version.
It's not the same as being here right now.
At the House of Cuckoos radio show?
Yeah, at the House of Cuckoos. Well, I got to say goodbye, I guess. Until next time.
Till the next time is next time. That next time is next time. But stay next happy, time. Stay cheery, stay cuckoo, stay fiery.
Put your foot in your ass.
Did you take the garbage out?
What?
Did you take the garbage out?
What?
Did you take the goddamn garbage out?
Bye.
This is the house of cuckoos. Don't you wanna listen to the house of cuckoos?